With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Trump plans to sign the Laken Riley Act into law today, marking the first piece of legislation from his administration.
The measure mandates the detention and potential deportation of illegals who stand accused of theft and violent crimes before they're actually convicted. The bill bears the name of Georgia nursing student Laken Riley. A Venezuelan man in the U.S. illegally murdered Riley last year while she went for a run. The measure swiftly passed the GOP-led Congress with some Democratic support.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart in Washington. Meanwhile, the immigrant advocates contend that this measure could trigger mass roundups over offenses, some that might be minor. Testifying before the Senate Finance Committee, Health and Human Services Secretary-designate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he is not anti-vaccine.
I believe that that vaccines play a critical role in health care. All of my kids are vaccinated. I've written many books on vaccines. My first book in 2014, the first line of it is I am not anti-vaccine, and the last line is I am not anti-vaccine.
Also at SRNnews.com, Trump administration says it's offering buyouts to all federal employees who opt to leave their jobs by next week. The government's Human Resources Agency says it will begin subjecting all federal employees to, quote, enhanced standards of suitability and conduct. Tax season is now officially underway. The IRS says 140 million people will file returns by April 15th. If you file your return electronically, IRS says it should take about 21 days or less to receive your refund. This is SRN News. China is moving up in the World Watch List.
The annual ranking of the worst persecutors of Christians compiled by Open Doors US puts China at number 15 this year, up from 19 in 2024. The repression of Christianity in the communist enclave is becoming more sharp as President Xi Jinping emphasizes unity over all individual freedoms. China is one of the worst persecutors of believers at scale, but the fact that it still doesn't crack the World Watch top 10 says something about how bad things are elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. organization transforming the house of Auschwitz Commandant Rudolf Hess into a research center devoted to fighting anti-Semitism. The house lies next to the site of the former death camp. The counter-extremism project is setting up the Auschwitz Center of Hate, Extremism, and Radicalization. This is SRN News. Well, a pair of MAGA candidates winning their Florida congressional primaries.
Republicans Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine win their primaries in Florida's special election to replace Representatives Matt Gaetz and Mike Waltz. Both candidates were endorsed by President Trump. They are expected to hold the seats following the April 1st general election. In Florida's 6th congressional district, Fine, who is a state senator, will face Democrat Josh Wheel, a school teacher. And in the 1st district, Patronis, Florida's chief financial officer, will face Democrat Gay Valamont. I'm Julie Walker.
Frontier Airlines attempting for a second time to merge with Spirit Airlines, which declared bankruptcy late last year. Down day so far on Wall Street. Dow Industrials off 50 points at this hour. The NASDAQ down 147. S&P off 26. More details at srnnews.com.